Blog Talk Radio.
Once again, baby dub.
About what's in store for this ministry and what God has in store for you on this year. We have had some amazing shows in 2014, and I am expecting even the greater in 2015. So I want to thank each and all of my listeners for joining us, some of our new people that have inquired about the show, who I do see that have called on today. The lines are busy. Many calls are coming in. So I'm very, very excited that this is our very first show of 2015. I tell you, I am excited because there has been many obstacles on all last week, this weekend, and extremely on today, just concerning this show, where, you know, if the enemy would have had his way, this show would have not been able to go forth. You know, we had some things that have come up where we can't even have our full 1 hour show, but God is still faithful. He will still provide. He will still make ways. And I'm excited because even though the enemy didn't think that this show was going to happen today, we are here on Real Talk with Kia. We may not have exactly the way that we wanted it to have, you know, the whole hour show, but in these 30 minutes, we are still going to do the will of God. This show is still going to go forth, and we are still going to be blessed. So I am so excited about that. I was determined that, you know, we're not going to cancel. You know, I wanted my hour show, but we were not going to allow the enemy to distract us, to put us down, because there is something on today, something will be said that will bless somebody's life, educate us, encourage us, and equip us to continue to go on. So I want to thank you, everyone, for sticking with me, the prayers, the encouragement, everything. Thank you so much, because we are here and we are doing exactly what God has told us to do. So on today, we are going to discuss a heart of worship. This is the theme that God has given me for today. And, you know, sometimes when we sit down and we see people praise a lot, but sometimes we don't necessarily think that there could be a difference between praising God and worshiping God. So today we're going to actually discuss worshiping God, having a heart full of worship on to God. Our special guest today, Prophetess Tanisha McGriff, this is a highly anointed and powerful woman of God. I met Prophetess some years back. We used to attend a church together, and she is just an amazing woman of God. She is such an example to others, and I appreciate her. And I'm just so excited for what God has given her on today for us. So this is what we're going to do. We are a little limited today, but like I said, we're still going to go straight through with it. I am pumped and amped and so excited, like we're having a full-hour show, because I know that God's will be done on today. So what we're going to do real quick is we're going to take a really quick break. We're going to play some music, and when we come back, we're going to bring the prophetess on, and we're going to sit and hear what God has given her to tell to us about having a heart full of worship. All right, guys, let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
What if the armies of the Lord picked up and dusted off their swords, vowed to set the captive free, and not let Satan have one more? What if the church, for heaven's sake, finally stepped up to the plate, took a stand upon God's promise, and stormed hell's rusty gates? What if his people prayed, and those who bear his name would only seek his face? If we pray for those raised up to lead the way, then maybe kids in school could pray and unborn children see light of day. What if the life that we pursue came from a hunger for the truth? What if the family turned to Jesus, stopped asking Oprah what to do? What if his
down
everyone. Welcome back. Thank you for tuning in to Real Talk with Kia. As I mentioned earlier, today we will be discussing a heart of worship. And our special guest on today is Prophetess Tanisha McGriff. For those that just called in, thank you for calling in. I do see you. I see some familiar numbers here, and I'm so excited that you have decided to join us on this evening. Like I mentioned before, some things have happened. The enemy was trying to come against us, so we can't have our full show today. Nevertheless, God's will still will be done. So I'm very excited about that. So what I want to do now is I'm going to bring on this woman of God who has blessed me some time before. I love her. I love her ministry. Like I mentioned, she is a great example. So at this time, I'm going to bring on Prophetess Tanisha. Good evening, woman of God. How are you?
Good evening. I'm doing good. How are you?
I am doing great. I'm so excited to have you on my show.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. It's a pleasure and
wonderful.
It's an honor.
Yes, ma'am. Oh, thank you so much. So, Prophetess, I came to you and I told you that we wanted to discuss a heart of worship. And the reason for that, you know, God gave me this, and as I sat and meditated on it, it seems that a lot of people don't really know what worship is. We don't know what it is. We don't know how to worship God. Seems like there's such a struggle or such a fight to worship God. So we want to talk about that today. Can you tell us what is worship?
Worship is giving reverence to God, and worship is giving admiration to God. The Bible says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and enter into his courts with praise. And even in that particular scripture, in that particular verse, we have to come in with worship on our mind.
Yes.
Everybody cannot worship. And the reason why I say everybody
Amen.
Cannot worship, because you have to be a believer to worship.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible also says that we must worship him in spirit and in truth. So you have
Amen.
To have the Holy Spirit within inside of you in order to worship.
Amen, amen. And, you know, Prophetess, I heard Prophetess Juanita Bynum say one time that a selfish person can't worship God because we're selfish. You know, a selfish person can't give reverence to God. We don't know how to do that. Now, you mentioned a scripture about praise and worship. Can you give us the difference between praising God and worshiping God?
Yes, praising God is giving God honor and recognition. We come to church, or even during our daily lives, you know, we say, Lord, I thank you for food on our table. Thank you for putting clothes on our back. Praise is something that we're obligated to do. The Bible
mm-hmm.
says that praise is comely for the upright. And also,
yes.
the Bible says that the fruit of our lips that praise, that I will praise thee. So praise is supposed to be always within inside of us. And worship, we're supposed to always worship God.
Mm-hmm. Amen. So when we talk about having a heart full of worship, having a heart of worship, what do you take from that? What do you think that means when people say, you know, I have a heart of worship?
When you have a heart of worship, is that you're worshiping God from your heart.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says that the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. So when you go into worship as a believer, you're not particularly asking for anything. It's just issues that's flowing from your heart and that you're speaking from your mouth to God.
Mm-hmm.
A worshiper, a heart of a worshiper is truly, and to believe it or not, it is a lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
You have to gone through something, tests and trials, as far as a worshiper and as far as myself experience. Worship have got me through a lot of trials. Worship have got
Amen.
Me through a lot of tests. Worship have got me through hurt, pain, agony. It's got me through in everything. And I heard a preacher
mm-hmm.
say once that when you go through tests and you go through trials, it's best to put a worship on it. And
Amen.
Worship, and believe it or not, worship is very therapeutic. Worship
mm-hmm.
will heal you. Worship will cure you. And worship
yeah.
will restore you. So,
Absolutely.
And I believe as a believer, you know, that we are to be true worshipers. When we come to the house of God, you know, not only, you know, should we dance, but we should give God reverence and we should give God honor in our worship. Amen.
Amen. I totally agree with that. And prophetess, you know, it seems as though, and we have heard a lot of conversations concerning praise and concerning worship and what the churches are doing now. And it seems that we, most churches are seen to do more praising than worshiping.
Amen.
Amen. You know, we're quick to throw a dance, you know, we're quick to jump up and give our two-step. But then when it comes to time where the presence of God is in there and, you know, you're really, it's time to really worship God, it seems as though we get lazy or get sleepy, or that's where we want to go. And you know, and it's a shame. And I feel like that worship should be made, we should put it back at the forefront in the church. You know, it's good to praise God. You know, I love to dance. I love to give God a praise. But I think that at some point in time that the people of God really need to learn how to worship God, to give him adoration, you know.
Amen.
What do you feel about that?
I totally agree, woman of God. And also, you know, with a worshiper, you know, you have to have a belief system, and you also have to have faith, because you can't go and worship doubting. You can't go
and
worship doubting God of what he can do, or, you know, what he can bring you out of. You have to have faith.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So the heart of a worshiper doesn't second guess him or herself, because they know, you know, when they bow down and when they prostrate before God and they get before God, that God is going to hear them. Because not one time should we go into worship asking for anything. We should go into the presence of God, giving him reverence and giving him honor of what's due to him. Because the Bible says, great is he that is in me and he that is in the world. So when the keyboard is not there, when the guitar is not there, and when the drums is not there and the dance is all over, the only thing you got left is a worship. And worship should start just in the house of God. Thank you, Jesus. But worship ought to start at your home. I believe that charity begins at home. So I believe, you know, what you do at home, it will show up on Wednesday night at Bible study, Tuesday night at Bible study, or in Sunday morning worship. It will show there of what you do.
Amen, amen. And you know what, prophetess, it's a shame sometimes that sometimes we, you know, we can only do certain things only when we get into the church.
Amen.
As you said, you know, as you mentioned, it should start at home. And that way, when you go out and you're in the presence of other believers, other worshipers and other praisers, you know, that just, it makes it even more greater. But it's a shame when the people of God sometimes only can do that only in the church. We are running out of time, but I do want to ask you, you know, because I remember a teaching that you did at church one time and you taught on worship. And that really stuck with me. And as I was praying to God about, okay, God, you give me this title, who do I call? Who do I ask to be on the show? And he brought you to mind, and he reminded me of the teaching that you did at the previous church concerning worship. Now, can you give us some ways of how a person can worship God? What are some ways that we can worship him?
Some of the ways that we can worship God is by praying, by making ourselves available to him. Someone may ask, well, how do I make myself available unto God? You have to get with God and isolate yourself with you and God, and read your word, study your word, express yourself to him in the way that's comfortable for you. Not what's comfortable, you know, to man. Because sometimes people have a tendency to judge our worship, and they want to judge our way of worship. But we only have to worship God as far as what's pleasing to him. And by making a loud noise to him, by lifting our hands, and by acknowledging him as far as who he is in our life. And he is the first priority in our life. And worship is all about having relationship as well.
Yes, amen. And that relationship is very, very important, having a relationship with him. You know, that's a very important thing that the people of God really, I think, that we need to continue to work on daily. It's just like a relationship that we have with our companions, with our family. You know, we'll do whatever it takes to make sure that that relationship is strong, and that's the same thing that we need to do when it comes to God.
Yes, yes.
Amen.
I totally agree. Amen.
Amen. Well, Prophetess, thank you so much for your time. Thank you for coming out.
You
know, I really hated that, you know, we couldn't do a full-hour show, but the great thing about it is we still went for it. God's will was still done. And don't be surprised if I come back and get you for a part two, because we're going to continue
this.
Okay,
no problem.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. All
right.
To all my listeners. You're welcome. To all of my listeners out there, I did tell you that we were going to give away a special prize. So I do have that, and we will get that shortly. But I want to give you some updates on what we have coming up. Next week, please remember to meet me here, same time, same number, same place. Real Talk with Kia every Tuesday at 6 p.m. We have the same call-in number, 773-897-6132. Next week, we are going to be talking to Pastor Gwen Lee. For those of you who remember, Pastor was on our Women in Leadership teleconference, which was an amazing, amazing accomplishment for this radio show. We had an awesome time. So we will be talking with her, which will be next Tuesday on the 20th. Also, on the 27th, we will have just a short, brief interview with Ty Tribbett. Ty Tribbett will be coming to the show, so I'm very excited about that. We also have Pastor Wes Morgan. We interviewed him about 2 years back on the show, and he's going to join us again. Also, on Wednesday, January the 28th, at 12 noon, Eastern Standard Time, we will launch our empowerment teleconference. We're going to start it off on the 28th. The one and only Bishop Robert Christopher Brown, who's been on our show many, many times before, will be our special guest. And he's going to talk to us about stepping away from fear in 2015. Very powerful, because sometimes, you know, when the new year comes in, we have all these resolutions, we have all these things that we want to do, and then it seems that after the first, you know, maybe we on our ground for a couple of days, and then fear tends to step in, and we lose our vision, we lose our way, we get fearful of failing, you know, we get fearful of not accomplishing what we set out to do. And so Bishop is going to come, and he's going to talk to us about stepping away from fear in 2015, okay? Also, if this ministry has been a blessing to you, we do have a PayPal account. We are asking that if you are blessed, please sow. This money is not for me. This is for this ministry. God birthed this ministry in me 2 years ago, and we are doing what he told us to do. The money will go towards our Women in Leadership conference that we have coming up, and also goes into, you know, paying for the show, making sure that everything is successful for the show. If you would like to sow a seed, you can do so through PayPal. The email address is fearfullymade30@gmail.com. Again, that's fearfullymade30@gmail.com. Or you can go to our website, which is realtalkwithkia.com, and go to our Sow a Seed page, and we have PayPal there where you can sow a seed there as well. Make sure to be on the call next Tuesday. You don't want to miss this. If you would like to advertise on our show, we do offer advertisements. This show is growing. I am so glad about what God is doing. The show is really, really growing. God is, his word, what he promised me, what he told me, is really coming into effect. It's like I'm standing in the middle of prophecy being unveiled. And I'm so grateful. This ministry is really growing. If you want to advertise your ministry, your business, events, or anything on the show, please contact me. You can reach me on Facebook, or you can call or text me. The business number is 803-658-07. And everyone, thanks again. I do have a special gift that I did promise that I was going to give out today. And I do have a number here, and I'm going to call your number. And when I call your number, I'm going to bring you on mic, and I want you to introduce yourself, tell us who you are, and I will announce what I have for you. All right, let's see. Our lucky number today is 980-218-9494. Good evening. May I have your name, please?
Yes, my name is Sarah McGriff.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
I am doing good. Glad to have you on our show today. I pray that you were blessed.
Yes, I was. Actually,
Amen.
Prophetess Tanisha McGriff is my sister.
Oh, okay. Well, hi, sister. God bless you.
Yes, yes.
Excited.
Wonderful word. Yes.
Amen, amen. Well, I do have a special gift for you today. Today you have a $25 Apple Store gift card.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful.
Amen. So I get to enjoy it. So what I need you to do is just give me just a few minutes. Hang on. I'm going to get your information, and we're going to send you that gift card, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. All right. To all my Real Talk listeners, thank you so much. I hope and pray to see you here on next Tuesday at 6 o'clock. Same number. Make sure you are here. Don't miss it for anything. And remember that you can do all things through Christ, which strengthens you. Make sure that you're on the call. We have some great, great, great things that's going to happen in 2015. I am so excited. God bless you, everyone, and we'll see you next week.
Check it out, y'all.
I've been counting my life.
I'm tired and I want to give up.
I've been wondering why.
Why's the world getting so crazy?
Still somehow I believe.
Come too far to die now.
Always survive.
If you're a survivor, get up. Let's get it. Let's go.